Monday, December 30th. It seems that one great crescendo of activities follows another so rapidly that I wonder how Lyndon managed to shift the gears of his mind from one to another. No sooner had they said goodbye to Chancellor Earhart and all the Germans than this morning they arrived, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, led by that handsome General Maxwell Taylor, including monolithic General LeMay, General Shoup of the Marines, whose birthday it was, and all the others. They spent the morning talking over their very weighty problems, and I spent the morning staying out of their way.
Then you can see the needle move.